Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. This Saturday night, stand-up comedian Ian Abramson is coming to the Virgin Hotel for a show sponsored by the AV Club. You may know Ian from his stage work, but also from his digital web series 7 Minutes in Purgatory, which can be found at ComedyCentral.com. The premise? Stand-ups get into a soundproof booth, which is really just the back of a truck. In the back of the truck is a video camera with no audience. The comic spends 7 minutes doing his or her act. The audience watches them in a theater on a screen. The results are hilariously awkward. Abramson is currently living in Los Angeles, but before that, he was a mainstay here in Chicago as part of the alternative comedy scene, and he joins me now. Ian, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Thanks for talking to me.
All right.
How's everybody listening doing?
I can't speak for all of them.
Okay.
I think they're doing well. You came to Chicago. You grew up in California, but you came to Chicago to train to be a comedian. What does that mean?
It means that I wanted to go to what I think is the best city to learn how to become a comedian, and that's Chicago. So I moved out here and dabbled in improv, took to stand up a little more, and thought, all right, I'm gonna throw myself full force into this.
At the time, were you thinking when you came to Chicago, were you thinking about more of an improv sketch comedy career as opposed to stand up, or were you a stand up that was just looking to strengthen your skills?
You know, I really didn't know. I took some classes to kind of see how I would feel about it, and I was doing a little bit of stand up, and then just slowly but surely realized, oh, okay, I prefer to do stand up.
Being a California kid, what did you know about Chicago before you came here? What was your thought about moving to the Midwest?
So the thing is when you're growing up in California, the snow is just a novelty. I grew up in a town called Moreno Valley, which means Brown Valley. All right. We were lucky when it was wet. So if you wanted to see the snow, it was like a family trip. It was like going to a theme park or something. You went to the snow. So to then live in the snow when it was like not just something for fun, it was something that affected the way you got to work. That was a whole new ball game.
Learning comedy and coming here to train and dabble in improv and strengthen your skills as a stand-up, Chicago Magazine called you the best experimental comic in Chicago. You were 16 comics to watch. You've had all these kind of things. At what point did you feel like you started to identify your voice?
Ooh, you know, I feel like when you're doing comedy, you're trying to just be the best version of the comedian you are. And I think the goal is to kind of peel back the layers and figure out what that means for every different comedian. You know, there's not a point where you write a joke and you're like, finally, my voice. You know, instead, it's just like you kind of slowly realize what works and what doesn't work, and it all kind of adds up, hopefully, to being a comedian that you feel good about.
Yeah, but I mean, you're someone who is less of a traditional stand-up who's going to get on, you know, Thursday night at Zany's and do your 10-minute act and talk about observations in the world. You're much more of an environmental comic or something like with 7 minutes, coming up with ideas that are funny and executing those ideas.
Yeah, I think it's really just kind of what I was interested in doing. I don't know why I like one food over another food, you know, but that's just kind of the way it is.
When you were in Chicago doing an act that was a little bit less conventional, where is that accepted? Where are the places to go in Chicago to do something that's a little bit off the beaten path, that's not your standard stand-up fare?
The really great thing about Chicago is that there are a lot of rooms that do encourage that. There is Cole's Open Mic every Wednesday in Logan Square is a place that I absolutely tried out a bunch of material, and they were open to weird stuff. But then also there are places like Zany's and the Laugh Factory and these places that let you get up in front of a more traditional audience. And I think that's what I love about Chicago is that after I try out some weirder stuff in front of people that are like, yeah, I want to see some weird comedy, then I can also try it out in front of people that might be like, wait, what is this? And right. If I can get them on board, if I can get them to laugh, then it's probably you know, an okay joke.
Yeah, and let's make a transition to 7 minutes. I mean, 7 minutes in Purgatory, it's really been a show that you've done that transitions into a web series that you do for Comedy Central. Explain the roots and the backstory to coming up with this concept.
Yeah, you know, I produced the show with Matt Byrne, who also produces a show I'm doing on Saturday at the Virgin, actually. But we were just sitting down, and I thought, you know, there's kind of a relationship between a performer and the audience, and it's interesting to me that the audience is responding to the performer, and the performer is also responding to the audience, and I wanted to see what would happen if that couldn't be the case. And so we said, okay, how do we build the show around that? Well, they'll have to be in a different room. What if they perform to a camera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been really cool to get to kind of grow the show out with that in mind.
Yeah, as the host of that show, and you've been in the booth and you've done it, and obviously you're used to it now, but as when you were first trying this idea out and being the comic that was actually in the booth, talk about that experience of performing to nobody, just performing to a camera, knowing that an audience is watching it.
It is every single time way more strange than I expect it to be. It never stops getting weird to me. It feels like you're talking to the mirror, you know, but then there's also a layer of being, you're completely aware that everything that you're saying is being heard right then. So I will often mid-sentence just start laughing because that's such a weird feeling. And then I'll also, it'll make me trip over my words in a way that I kind of think is fun, but it's just something I wasn't expecting.
Well, I mean, it's different than, say, you know, even radio or television that doesn't have an audience, like sitcoms that don't have in-studio audiences. It's different in the sense that, yes, there's no editing process. There's no casual conversation with an audience. They're hearing it right in that moment, and you know that as a comic.
Right, yeah. With radio, it's supposed to be that. You know, you're supposed to have exactly that experience where the people are listening in their cars or at home or whatever. But with stand-up, the audience is supposed to hear it right then. That's what stand-up is.
I think it's great. I think it's great comedy to watch the interaction, obviously, without that audience there. But it's also this great social experiment about how performances really, you know, they thrive when an audience has that interaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
As somebody who's done this now for a couple of years, do you continue to be marveled by it? Do you continue to sort of see comics go in there and maybe try something different or do something different that blows your mind as someone who put this together?
It's always fun to see people do it for the first time. It's fun to see the different ways that people will take chances and try to try a different bit out, you know. So it's always exciting for me.
For you, being in in Los Angeles, you know, wanting to get into the business, having this opportunity on Comedy Central, it's interesting because experimental comedy has seen a growth in the last couple of years, whether it be Adult Swim or what Comedy Central does, even on the website or on the Nathan For You type stuff and that they put on their roster. Do you feel like Hollywood is open to ideas like 7 Minutes in Purgatory or other ideas that you, Ian Abramson, bring to them that are a little different than the mainstream showcases that have been done before?
I hope so. You know, I mean, I can't control what people respond to, but I can try to make things that I think are interesting and fun, and if people respond well to them, then hey, you know, I've been lucky enough to get 7 Minutes in Purgatory to be a digital show for Comedy Central, and I'm thrilled about it, you know?
Is there a hesitancy or the idea that, you know, you could bend or compromise some of the material to be a little bit more palatable for a sitcom audience and things of that nature? But as somebody who has had success with 7 Minutes and continues to thrive in this role, in this realm of experimental comedy, that's not an option, is it?
No, I mean, I think it's like I said, I can only be the comedian that I am. You know, if that was the type of comedy that I was good at, that would be the type of comedy I would be doing.
Right.
So I have to play my strengths and try to figure out what I can bring to the table and hopefully make people laugh with. So I just try to make that, my goal is to make that good and understandable enough and let that hopefully work in front of those other audiences.
Stand-up comedian Ian Abramson is going to be at the Virgin Hotel for a show sponsored by the AV Club. That's coming up Saturday night. You can check out 7 Minutes in Purgatory, which can be found on ComedyCentral.com. Ian, thanks for taking a couple minutes out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for having me.